in and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know I mean she looks.
And this morning we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with Mr. Joe Erickson, superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District. Mr. Erickson, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How are you this morning?
Doing really, really well. Kind of nice coming off of the holiday weekend.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was fantastic. I think we finished up, had the last day with students last week, and then get an extra day built in here. It does feel like this week is pretty short, so kind of need to get at it, but kind of nice to reset.
So students, they wrapped up, what, Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
Up on Friday.
Teachers wrap up when?
So we've got teachers still in today and tomorrow in both campuses. And so still a pretty busy couple days that we've got there.
Get it all wrapped up. So school year academically for the students is come and gone. So let's talk about the school year a little bit, can we?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to start legislative session. It seems like the last, I don't know, several years, every year, education, I mean, in everything from property taxes to school funding to all kinds of different codes and everything directed at schools. How do you feel about the legislative session this year?
Pretty similar, and I think I can safely speak for at least one of my school board members who gets pretty frustrated year in and year out how the legislative sessions have specifically tried to advocate for public schools in the rural areas. You know, we talk about getting 2% SSA, the funding just being a huge part of what we're looking at. And they might talk about 2% SSA, but start to break down the numbers with what the budget looks like for next year. And, you know, these would be ballpark numbers, but roughly out of that 2%, that means maybe $13 million additional for public education, whereas the non-public and charter schools are getting closer to like $28 million of new funding. And so there's some pretty big changes with what that looks like. You
know, is that through the education savings? Is that the additional funding for charter and private?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. And I think just to look at a balance, I think they say about 13%, maybe 15% of our state might be educated through non-public schools. At Southwest Valley, we educate about 600 students.
Mm-hmm.
And in the area, you know, we see the ESAs have about 6 students.
Yeah.
And so I think there's just some big changes there, especially when we've got declining enrollment with what things look like. That's one of the things, you know, we look back over years, whether it is the starting and funding for non-public schools or AEAs, how that's changes. And I think, you know, my board members have a fair point about being frustrated with what we're doing for non-public schools.
SSA, state supplemental aid is what you're talking about there.
Correct.
And every year that's kind of a point that goes back and forth, and there's a lot of debate on that. So this year it ended up at 2%. So
yeah,
what do you do?
I think it's tough because we'll say 2%, but there's also shortfalls. Like for our TSS, the funding that was set up to actually raise the teacher salaries, you know, it was set up to go ahead and try and balance out at one point, and now it's starting to get shortchanged a little bit, which just falls on us trying to be more efficient, sometimes having to cut teachers in order to meet the expectations that are there.
Okay. Save funding. That was changed a little as well, right?
Yeah. So the idea that the property taxes were going to be reduced was something that was talked about quite a bit. And at the end of the session, some of the things that came up would have been with the save funding. And specifically, again, speaking for Corning and Villisca, we're looking at about $170,000. You get 5 years out, and it's $170,000 every single year. So if it were $170,000 one time, you know, that's something you kind of figure out a way to work around. But when you're talking about $170,000 every single year, that's literally about the cost of what a bus is every single year to not be able to have that funding. And so, you know, part of that's going to, if the district say, hey, we still need this to move forward, that's going to mean our local property taxes are going to have to pick that up rather than it being state funding.
Yeah. SAVE is for designated for what, Mr. Erickson?
So typically it would be things that may go into the buildings themselves, not used for the teachers necessarily,
right.
But it could be technology. It could be, if we were going to maybe repaint some of the rooms, do something different with the flooring. But also we use it for our transportation department. So
right.
Things along those lines.
So, again, school funding is a little weird in that these things are designated and they can only be spent on certain items. So you can't just write a check for whatever you want to with the SAVE funding. So important point. So and then spending authority, right, is another thing that's going to be adjusted. So tell me about that.
So one of the things that was put in place in the last session was that there's going to be limits on how much spending authority we can carry forward. And it's something that's especially a challenge for small rural school districts when, the set cost of hiring a new teacher is pretty much a ballpark of about $80,000. And it's $80,000 when you need a teacher, whether you have 40 teachers on staff or you're a larger school district and, Council Bluffs, Des Moines, they might have thousands of teachers on staff. And so the idea that we have limits on how much we can carry over year to year, it just creates some challenges in terms of if we do have adjustments at the school, at the local level, we have to really react to that quickly. If we see a drop in enrollment or low SSA in the future, we don't have that ability to go ahead and save up some funds, and it means we're going to have to react right away next year. And that's just something that's a challenge when in theory, if you're trying to set up a school system, you'd like there to be consistency year over year over year.
Mm-hmm.
And just the restrictions on doing that have definitely become a challenge for us.
Yep. And unfortunately, this boils down to a lot of politics, to be honest with you. What happens in Des Moines is it's political. Absolutely it is. And people, a lot of campaign promises and, you get into Des Moines and a lot of those decisions are made that way. Based on political decisions. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I also think it's pretty tough. We ask legislators, I think Senator Shipley's represented the area very well, and he will talk about having to be ready to go ahead and talk about everything from schools to roads to maybe something with hunting and need to know a little bit of everything. You got a good background there. I think just the way you can pick up and talk about school funding, but it's something that's tremendously complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the idea of restricting the authority moving forward means that local school districts are going to want to keep more cash on hand. And where does that cash come from? Well, that's going to come right from our local property taxes. And so it is a little bit tricky when things are going on in Des Moines and may not have a great understanding of what the long-term effects of some of the decisions they make will be.
The difference is a lot of the districts that they are dealing with is top of mind and that they're dealing with are growing districts, rapidly growing districts. And you step out here in Southwest Iowa, we have declining districts. So it's a completely different world, and I'm not sure that they recognize that difference.
I think that's absolutely a fair statement. And I think it is something that politically have to go ahead and find the balance of our large urban areas have their needs that are definitely there and what's taking place. But it's also, I think, getting to a point where our rural public districts especially are starting to get squeezed.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Mr. Erickson, and again, Joe Erickson with me, the superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District. Let's talk about the 25-26 school year. Legislative session is what it is, right, at this point, and we're not going to change that today. You change that by talking to your representatives, and you change that when you vote. That's how you do that.
I can't say that enough either, and I also think, again, I've got excellent board members, and they're responsible for when people vote for them representing everyone well. I would also say when it comes to, whether it's next week or in November, really paying attention to what your representatives have voted for in the past and what you would expect them to vote for in the future. I think some accountability there is that's good for the country. It's mm-hmm. good for Iowa and good for Southwest Iowa.
So this year, one of the big things that happened this year, Mr. Erickson, was the Corning, the elementary building, right?
Yeah.
Over in Corning, open for business. Tell me about that.
I think back to last summer and really what it was like all building up into that and us getting transitioned into our new elementary building, having everyone in one spot was pretty incredible. And then just the newness of the building, definitely some efficiency there, but also just the ability to have everyone in one place working together. I think the daycare is now there with us as well. Pick up and drop off, even the backside of the building, how we do things, it's all a little bit different, and took a little bit of learning along the way, but it's all turned out really, really well.
Yeah. So activities, musical performances, theatrical performances, play, tell me about that.
What an incredible year we had at Southwest Valley, and can definitely like highlight things. We just had state track and had some great performances there.
Yes, yep.
Girls basketball and volleyball were both really, really strong this year. Boys winning the conference was incredible, and track just finished on such a high note.
Yeah.
But as you said, our performances, the play, the musical were both just so special to be able to see, and then the different activities that they were able to do through. FFA is so strong at Southwest Valley. It really is impressive.
Yeah, I would comment on your boys. They had a pretty remarkable track season, that's for sure. And the girls, too, like you said, volleyball and basketball. It was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It has been a fun. And honestly, like coming from Northern Iowa and coming down, not used to getting in this many track meets. And so it was fun to have the track meets. It was nice out. And then the performances started winning track meets. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, that was pretty remarkable. So one of the things, too, and by the way, Joe Erickson with me, superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District. Work experience, what are we talking about with work experience, Mr. Erickson?
So, again, going back from my first time in the district, there's definitely academics to be proud of. And, you know, I think we're starting to get our assessment results back from the state. But also work experience, the number of students, especially like our juniors and seniors, that are able to get involved with concurrent enrollment and work experience, actually get out and start to get their feet or just dip the toe in the water a little bit about what it might be to experience something in an industry that they're going to go into. A lot of kids will go to college thinking they may want to be going into one thing, and that might change mm-hmm. once they actually get a chance to spend more time, work directly with someone who's doing that. And that's just such a highlight for Southwest Valley, what they provide for that.
You bet. Concurrent enrollment, that's with the taking college classes, correct? So what you're talking about there.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned testing.
Yeah.
So ISAS test, well, everything's wrapped up at this point, obviously, for
yes.
the year. So those results, you have preliminary results. You're still waiting on results. Where are you at with those?
Just starting to get those back. Our elementaries and middle schools have come back. Board got reports on those last month. Haven't quite put everything out publicly yet. Did have some celebrations. I know that we made sure to do on social media. But as a school district, still waiting at the high school, some of our kids take the paper pencil test, and then some of them just with getting some makeup days built in. We haven't gotten all of our results back, but been just tremendously proud of everything that we've seen so far.
Yeah, cool. So those will be out yet sometime this summer is when they officially come out, right?
Correct.
So scholarships. Let's talk about money, because awards nights and scholarship, that's always kind of fun toward the end of the year. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, just thinking a year in review and getting to finish up on a couple more high notes there. We had our decision day, which was where all of our seniors were able to share what they have planned for what's next for them, and then also the amount of scholarships that were given away. Just the sheer sum total was mind-boggling to me. And so I like to really recognize Mrs. Campbell, our counselor, and Mrs. Cormack were two that were incredibly involved. They shared with me last year the scholarships and grants that were provided were around $200,000. This current year that we just got finished up with a few weeks ago, we were looking at scholarships being provided in excess of $360,000. And I would just tell you, for a school of our size, the $200,000, very, very impressive. $360,000, just blown away by what the principal's doing, the counselor, everyone involved, to make sure that we're trying to get the students set up as well as they can, you know, as they leave Southwest Valley, get ready for the next steps of life. And that, just from a community standpoint, I would also say, just says a lot about what they're willing to do for us.
Very cool. Yeah, like to see that. So Do you have a summer lunch program through your communities at all?
So we don't have something set up to go ahead and run through things quite the same way as maybe what I've seen in other school districts. A lot of times that can come down to possibly like what our free and reduced rates looks like, yeah. Maybe what some Title I funding looks like. In some areas, they're actually able to provide free lunches, free breakfast for them. And so that's something I think Mr. Hood, our incoming superintendent, has been able to talk about, just really encouraging everyone to make sure that they're applying for those things, because mm-hmm. it does help them as an individual, but then also helps as a larger group that once the district qualifies for that, all students, you know, I've seen in some situations where everyone ages 2 to 18 can come in for the free meals over the summer.
Okay.
But didn't happen to work out for this summer.
Okay. But talk to me about some of the organizations you work with. I know PTO and a lot of these organizations put in a lot of time, a lot of work, and really, I think, do a great job supporting schools, teachers, and education. Tell me about those organizations.
There's a financial side that I just, again, really, really proud of when we talk about the scholarships. But then both ways with our students being able to give back to the community, they will do things like the blood drive, or we've got the walking trail they help work on, some different volunteering that they do around the district. I think that's a way that the school is giving back, and we're trying to teach citizenship. The flip side of it being, we've got our communities that provide so much. VAFA is an organization in Villisca that they really help take care of, not just the schools in Villisca, but also our students over in Corning.
Mm-hmm.
PTO provides so much. You know, they do different things with book drives and things along those lines. Actually putting some books in the hands of the kids, Feed the Pack, is something that they do go ahead and send things home over the weekends. It's really active in both school districts. And then me personally, I would just say, you know, I see things that the Lions Club does. It's a little more obvious when they come into the school and they're maybe at a ball game to go ahead and do something, but they're doing things all year long. And then the Rotary Club, again, they came in, they had some guest speakers, they do different things for us.
Yeah.
The way the communities support the school district in the area, it really is incredible. Just tremendously grateful for that.
So, yeah, it takes everyone working together to make it all come together. So you bet. Mr. Erickson, Joe Erickson with me, the superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District. All right. Well, what's the rest of your day hold today, Mr. Erickson? You have teachers still in the building.
Yeah.
And the cost of the district. So
yes, we'll try to go ahead and get as much wrapped up as we can. We've got teachers for a couple more days here, so it goes pretty quickly, because once we turn them loose on Thursday, like to give them a chance to go ahead and reset. So there is a lot of buzz around the buildings. Principals, secretaries, very, very busy. And then starts to slow down a little bit come Thursday, Friday.
There you go. Mr. Erickson, anything else we need to touch on?
No, just really, really grateful for everything you're doing for the area. Just a great chance for us to go ahead and share what's going on in the district all year long. The different people that we have come in. So thank you for that.
Certainly enjoy it and always look forward to it. Mr. Erickson, make it a great day.
Thank you.
Joe Erickson with me, superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update.